Welcome back to the Fan Morning Show. Greg Giannotti, Paul Alexander, and Jim Colony. Steelers lose Super Bowl 45 to the Green Bay Packers 31-25. We go out to our Rivertown hotline and welcome in our Steelers insider from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Ed Bouchette, who is brought to you by Wright GMC in Wexford and Mount Lebanon Office Equipment. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. How are you back there in Pittsburgh? Is it dreary?
Of course. somber, as you would expect. And I don't think a lot of Steeler fans thought they were going to have that feeling when the Steelers had the ball, minute 59 to go, one timeout, even with that Kieran Fox penalty. What was your confidence level in that Steeler offense to drive the football down the field and win the game in that spot?
Greg, they had a long way to go, and you know, you can only tap that well so often. They had to come back against Baltimore. That was unusual in that they won because they were two touchdowns down, and they tried to do it again here, and they tried to repeat what they did in Super Bowl 43. And then, you know, it would have been nice for them, but it just doesn't happen that often. And I looked at Jerry Dulac, my partner, and I said, wow, this is eerie. They're on the 13. I think they were back to the 12 2 years ago. And there was a little more time left, but they also in that one, but they also scored with 39 seconds, so they had enough time to go down, and then they sputtered.
And Ed, what about on the other side of things? Aaron Rodgers, far better a performance than I had imagined. He was outstanding.
Yeah, well, I didn't imagine he would not have a good performance. Paul, I thought maybe they could rattle him a little bit, but they didn't, and he was outstanding. You know, we talked about his scrambling ability. He eluded maybe a sack, maybe a couple rushes, but he never ran the ball. He had two kneel downs at the end, and you know, all of it was generated by just him throwing the ball because they didn't have much of a rush until maybe, you know, a little later in the game.
Now, Mike Wallace was targeted 16 times. I know at least one of those was an obvious throwaway. So if you want to eliminate that, that's 15 passes attempted in Mike Wallace's direction. He was open deep at least twice that I can, or three times I can remember, that had Roethlisberger hit him, then they would have been touchdowns. Roethlisberger said after the game, blame me. How much of the blame goes on him?
I don't think a lot, Jim. I really don't. Here's why. First of all, that one deep one to Mike Wallace, we've seen Mike underthrown a lot in the last 2 years, rarely overthrown. That ball was overthrown, but I thought Mike could have had it, and actually they scored a touchdown on that drive anyway. Yeah. Look, Ben was 25 of 40, okay? He threw two touchdown passes. His one interception, he was hit as he was throwing. The ball fluttered. Again, Mike Wallace just kept running. Maybe he lost the ball in the lights or something, but I thought he might have even had a chance to break that up or do something. But that I didn't put that one on Ben. I put that on his blockers. The other one was just a tough throw into double coverage that probably shouldn't have been made. But again, I thought Mike Wallace had a chance to either grab that ball, it looked like he had it first, or break it up. So I didn't think Ben did badly at all, and he picked up a couple more first downs with his feet. I blame this one on, you know, the defense a little bit and the fumble and, you know, on Ben a little, but not all on Ben.
It's a Fan Morning Show with our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette from the PG. And sometimes Troy Polamalu gets labeled as having a bad game when he doesn't make a big-time game-changing play, and that's unfair. But yesterday I think you could say that he probably didn't play all that well. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. Without, you know, studying it, Greg, he missed Jennings on the one. He said they had thrown a pass down the middle to him the last time, and he guessed wrong. I don't know why he's guessing, but you know, Jennings was wide open, and on that one down the middle, it was over. I think Ryan Clark or Ike Taylor. I'm trying to remember which one, but it was Ike Taylor, but. I thought Troy could have come up and made a play on that and didn't. That was a touchdown. He had three tackles, but really, I was looking at the stat sheet last night. He had no other stat.
As far as just the overall performance of the defense, Ed, that lack of pressure, you know, you want to see, obviously, better coverage from your secondary, but when you're sending people and not getting to the quarterback, that's how most secondaries are going to look.
Yeah, they sacked him three times, Paul, which isn't a bad stat, but I don't know that they pressured him enough. They did hit him early. He was getting hit. He was getting knocked down early, and then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. It disappeared. You mentioned James Harrison. He had one sack, really not a whole lot else. The defense, they didn't play poorly. Again, they stopped the run, although, there was really disinterest on the Packers' part there. It was an overall bad game. That they were behind the eight ball early. That really hurt them. They had a couple penalties that were really bad, including a false start that killed their first drive or second drive when it was nothing. They had a nice drive going, and then the Ryan Monday penalty on the kickoff. It would have been at the 40 something, and said it was the 7, and then the interception came in the next play.
And I know we spent a little bit of time talking about the pick six when Roethlisberger got hit as he was throwing, but otherwise I thought the offensive line overall had especially when you consider all the extenuating circumstances throughout the course of the season and with the injury to Pouncey, I thought the offensive line was actually pretty good.
I did too, Jim. I mean, Ben was just sacked just once. There was a little pressure, but hey, there's like that every game. You know, with the great lines, there's pressure. They blitzed them at times. I thought they picked it up pretty well. They ran well. They had 126 rushing, 5.5 average. They scored some points too. So, and with no help from their defense, no turnovers. When you consider that, the points they scored, 25 points were, pretty much earned. They didn't get any cheap points. So, I didn't really fault the offense much, other than that last shot, Mrs. Kennedy. How did you like Dallas?
Now, Ed, I know it's a little early to get into this stuff, but I know Kevin Colbert's been thinking about it, and Steeler fans are thinking about it now that the game is over. But who's the biggest flight risk, if you will, as far as the free agents? And let's assume that the lockout, I know things don't look good there, but let's just assume that business is going to operate maybe as normal, and that's going to be a tough assumption. But free agency, who are you most worried about leaving?
I think there are two. I'll rank them 1 and 1A. How's that, Greg? Okay. Lamar Woodley and Ike Taylor. Lamar Woodley, everybody knows his sack numbers, and he's done it from the strong side. I just think that he's going to get a ton of offers, as well as Ike Taylor, a cornerback who maybe never made a Pro Bowl, but, is a good, solid corner who can stop the run. He can do a lot of things for you. I think he's going to get some offers, too. I'm not saying they're going to leave. Who knows? This CBA is going to throw a wrench into everything. There may not be one until August, and then maybe no time to even sign anybody. And the Steelers have 3 weeks yet to sign their own guys, and I think they'll make an attempt on both.
And Ed, is it safe to say that Troy Polamalu never really got close to 100% as far as health goes?
Paul, I don't know. Only Troy and the doctors know that. I'm not ready to make excuses for his play.
Because it wasn't good.
Well, no, but there were others too. But you expect it from Troy. I don't know what they were doing with him yesterday, if he was just coverage. He certainly, didn't seem to be blitzing much. But, it wasn't good. Again, I don't know how he felt. Was he any worse or better now than he was when he was making all those plays, which some occurred when he had that Achilles injury.
And Ed, speaking of playing hurt, what kind of procedures can we expect the quarterback to undergo here in the near future?
I don't know, Jimmy. I mean, he was limping a little bit. I noticed before the game he had that right foot heavily spatted up with tape. I was told he was limping around on Saturday at practice, and then he seemed to bump a knee a little bit there and was limping some more. I think that foot does not require surgery. It requires rest. So I don't know if he's going to have any surgery or not.
Ed, thanks as always. Have a safe trip back. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, fellas. Thanks for having me on once again.
All right.
All right,
take
Eddie Boop.
Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, brought to you by Wright GMC in Wexford and Mount Lebanon Office Equipment.